The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Northwestern beat Nebraska, Tony. We're 3-0 and ranked. I'm on cloud nine.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. That's great. How'd the Bears do?
You know, why do you want to ruin my afternoon, huh? Why do you want to pick at me from the start?
So you got a big game against Purdue, huh? Big game Purdue,
Tony,
right?
Think about that sentence. That's never been spoken. Yeah. No, it has never been said.
No, I know. Purdue, Northwestern,
undefeated,
not exactly
Northwestern
Ohio State,
and
Michigan.
Purdue. God.
Not exactly. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bills beat the Seahawks, the Steelers scrape by the Cowboys, and Notre Dame knocks off number one. But we begin today with Tampa Tom getting thumped worse than ever in his career. His team beat was down. Dismantled by the Saints last night, 38-3. Brady was completely ineffective. This is the Saints' second victory over Tampa Bay this season. In those games, Brady has been intercepted 5 times. Wilbon, should we focus on the Saints or the Bucs?
The Bucs. The Bucs. I mean, Tony, I mean, I know these are division rivals. You're not supposed to see that score. It was 38-0. Even by the time you went to bed, the game was over and done.
That's right.
There was no game left.
Right.
There was never a game last night. There was no competition. And to hear Bruce Arians say after the game, we're shocked. We had a great practice this week. You know, he was saying his guys came in with swag. They got a beat down that has to be embarrassing on some level. Tony, I know there's not many fans in Tampa, but that's your home field and you got Tom Brady. To me, the story's Tampa, because all these people who've been saying all year, oh, Tampa's got the best team in the NFC. What? Has an NFC representative or a representative of either conference ever lost a game 38-0 in the regular season? Can you recover from that to be a conference champion? I got serious doubts.
So what I'm thinking about is that Tampa Bay has looked bad against Chicago, looked bad twice against New Orleans, and looked bad on Monday night, I guess it was, against the Giants.
The Giants,
all
yeah.
four of these games, primetime games, all four primetime. The Bucs score 16 points a game in primetime and 34 when they're on at a different time. It is hard for me to believe that Tom Brady isn't ready for prime time. So my theory on this has shifted to Sean Payton. That Sean Payton's just really good when it comes to football in general, but playing this team, that he has figured something out that Bruce Arians cannot counter except by saying, oh, the pass was bad, or, oh, you know, they didn't target Mike Evans enough. I mean, New Orleans, I agree with you, Tampa's a story. New Orleans got a big game out of Drew Brees. People had criticized him at the
yes,
beginning of the year.
That's right.
Big game out of Drew Brees, right?
Tony, you say Sean Payton has figured out something. Matt Nagy didn't figure out anything. And the GOAT was sitting there going, fourth down, right? Fourth down? I mean, people want to forget it. They want to buy into and expand the narrative of Tom Brady's the GOAT, and I believe he's the GOAT. I believe that. But, Tony, they have gotten their butts kicked. You mentioned they play at other times of the day. They play at other times of the day against lesser teams. They play big market teams in these night games, or at least a team with a big-name quarterback or high-profile Hall of Famer like Drew Brees. What are we talking about here? I'm not putting this on. Tom Brady has to share this. I know he likes to scream at people and blame people.
I think Tom Brady, after the game, Tom Brady says, this begins with me. I was bad.
Good.
I'm pretty sure I heard that. Look.
Yeah.
He's looked 33 in a bunch of games. He looked 43 last night.
He did. The Buffalo Bills aced one of their biggest tests of the season. Josh Allen completed 31 of 38 for 415 yards, 3 scores, and ran for another. And the Bills beat the visiting Seahawks by 10. You and I did not get that right. Russell Wilson threw for 390 yards of his own, but Buffalo sacked him 5 times. Tone, how does this result change your perceptions of both these teams?
Yeah, I'm thinking of not doing fortune teller anymore because I got both these games so terribly wrong. Terribly wrong. How does it change my perception? I thought that Buffalo couldn't score. And then Buffalo, let me get the number right, they put 44 on Seattle. And you know what, Mike? Seattle stinks on defense. You don't want to say that about a Pete Carroll team because Pete Carroll is great on defense. But this team is lousy. This number is going to blow your mind. This was the fourth time in eight games that the opposing quarterback threw for at least 397 yards.
It's unbelievable.
Seattle is giving up 362 yards passing in each game. The Josh Allen went for 415. Cam Newton, who can't pass earlier in the year, this year went for 397. So I still think Seattle is a good team, but their defense isn't. They're the third worst defense in all of football.
Yeah, Tony, they're in that group of defense with like the Cowboys. I mean, it's a terrible defense. But I'm going to go to Buffalo for a second. Because
that's
think
fine.
Each week we go into this saying, okay, here's a big test. Can Buffalo pass it? And a couple of times they didn't. And I think we've been sort of afraid to full in, you know, go full in with the Buffalo Bills. I know I have. I think you have been too. And Allen has had a couple of errant games. But, Tony, what we have to remember, and this is going to be a theme for me when we talk about pro football, everybody's not going to be great every week, particularly when you're playing against worthy teams, which Buffalo and Seattle both are. So I'm not going to decide anything about these teams. The result doesn't change the narrative. I'm not going to start a narrative yet. We still got half a season to go, and both these teams seem worthy, although the thing that's got to worry anybody about Seattle, as you pointed out, is that defense. That is not the defense that helped lift Seattle to the top of the standings.
No, that's not the Legion of Boom.
No,
it's absolutely not. Josh Allen had a better game than Russell Wilson. Allen, when people talk about Lamar Jackson, they talk about Deshaun Watson, you got to talk about Josh Allen, too. If he gets it running and passing, come on, he's been very good this year. Although I'm not all the way in on them, just like you're not.
The
Steelers... who you love, the Steelers needed all four quarters yesterday to beat the awful Dallas Cowboys. And even then, Dallas was driving for the winning score. So tell me the truth about this. Do you think less of your Steelers after their close call with the Cowboys?
No, I actually think more, Tony. And this goes back to me picking my games for yesterday. And I'm sitting there even on Sunday morning, right? I get off a plane, I look at the computer screen, and I said, Do I have the nerve to think that the Steelers are going to have a letdown to the point that I should pick the Dallas Cowboys?
Right.
And I sat there and I mulled it over. And Don comes in, my brother comes in, and says, what are you doing? Why are you poring over this game? And I said, because the Steelers have to have a letdown. The question is, will they lose the game with this letdown? So, no, the fact that the Steelers came back in that game, had the tenacity, and Big Ben gets off the floor with this whatever lower leg thing he had going on, good for the Steelers. I'm impressed by what they did.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, they had two very tough games in a row. They were at Tennessee. They were at Baltimore. They won those. They probably looked at the Cowboys and they said, this is red meat. This is easy.
Homecoming,
and they had a letdown. Dallas should have won that game. They were up 13-0 late in the second quarter. They were up 19-9 at one point. I want to go to a specific thing just because I don't understand it and maybe you do.
I know where
with
you're
going.
With
about a minute to go. with about a minute to go, I want to get this right. Pittsburgh is up five. They're up five. They're on the Dallas 15. There's about a minute to go. They don't kick the field goal to go up eight. It seems to me, with that time remaining, you kick a field goal, you can't be beaten. You can be tied with a 6-2, but you can't be beaten. Were they afraid their kicker was no good? Were they afraid they couldn't hold off the rush? Why would they not kick?
Tony, I think what we see more now out of all the head coaches, and I know that the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach is one of your favorites, if not your favorite, in the league.
Yes, love Tomlin.
But, Tony, what they're all doing is when they think, I can go for this, and if I convert this 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2, we can run the clock out. We don't have to risk a snap or
do you agree with that?
Or a bad hold.
I didn't agree with that.
I'm still getting used to this new way of playing football late in the game. This is new. And, you know, it almost hurt him. It almost killed him. Let's move to Notre Dame's upset of number one Clemson, Tone. Now it's time for me to admit what I got wrong. Ian Book led the Irish on a last-minute 91-yard drive to tie it in regulation. They won it in the second OT. Clemson freshman quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, did I get that right? passed for 427 yards, but came up short on the Tigers' final possession. Tone, do you discount this result because Trevor Lawrence didn't play?
I don't discount this at all. Notre Dame won that game. I believe somebody who's on the show with me said Notre Dame would be crushed by
14.
Clemson. Emphasis on
crushed. I said Clemson
crushed.
At 14. 14.
Yeah. So
I got it wrong.
So, no, the reason I don't discount it is because if the playoffs start today, Notre Dame is in. Now, Clemson I don't think gets moved out. If they meet again in the ACC championship and Clemson wins, they're in. And if Notre Dame has a credible performance and it's a close game, they're in. Like right now, I've got Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Clemson. And I got Texas A&M on the outside and BYU and people like that. So, no, I don't discount it. No.
No, I don't discount it. Let me go through a couple of things. One, every year. And by every year, I mean, oh, every year for the 19 years we've been doing this show. You and others, guests that we have, go, if so-and-so runs the table, and it's the single dumbest sentence in all prognostication.
Really? All if those Alabama people never runs the table, they're in. They're in.
All those people what? Don't run the table, all right? That's the history
no, all
of
don't.
College football. That's what makes it exciting. Now, we need to stop focusing on the quarterback Clemson doesn't have and the defense Clemson doesn't have because they are the Seattle Seahawks right now. They don't stop anybody, and it's not the quarterback's issue. It's the defense's issue, and Dabo has to know that, and I'm sure he's going to take that up. But, Tony, I don't know. And let me just – I'm not going to get out of this segment without saying
– go the to the end of the game, of that, please.
The
yes,
scene
please.
At the end of that game with thousands yes. of Notre Dame students – rushing onto the field, Tony, that's gotten yes. so little attention. And Father Jenkins at Notre Dame, who himself was at a super spreading event in the Rose Garden. I mean, seriously, he comes out today and wants to take a shot at the students. What kind of leader are you? I mean, somebody needs to be looking at him and his future at Notre Dame. But I'm sorry, we talk about Justin Turner. You got this situation. I haven't heard nearly enough angst. And I think kids from any school would have done the same thing probably. But in this case, it was Notre Dame. It was on national television. And it was like, oh, my God,
right.
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
That's right. Get the virus just in time to go home and give it to your parents on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Feel good about that,
wow.
right? Let's take a break. Coming up, Kyler Murray put up big numbers against the Dolphins. But did Tua outplay him?
And is Andy Reid right that Patrick Mahomes has never been better?
That was tough.
Tony?
I understand why college kids do it, but boy, there should have been some control.
Well, hey, the coach said before the game, I don't want
to
see this,
but
I'm afraid of it.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's mail time where we turn over the show to you and then we hope you don't ruin it. Let me see what's first in
mail
here.
Mail time!
Here we go. Who was more impressive, Tua or Kyler Murray?
Tony, that's a tie. I'm sorry, that's a push. I watched that game. That was a big deal here in the desert. It was a fabulous game. Probably the second best game of the weekend after Notre Dame Clemson. Just the two of them going back and forth the way they did. And Tua, who had nothing to do with the Dolphins win a week ago, had everything to do with this one. But a couple of bad play calls to me that didn't have Tyler Murray running the ball late in the game on a third and one, a fourth and one. He should have been handling the ball. The Cardinals should have won that game. But it wasn't about the performance. Those two guys were great. Bush.
The tendency is to say that Tua is more impressive because he had such a bad game the week before. And he began to look like Alabama in this game. But Tyler Murray is more impressive. Kyler Murray is not just the best running quarterback. He's the eighth best running back in the league. He's got 543 yards and 8 TDs. And he's not a running back. And it's effortless from him, just like it is with Mahomes. Effortless. Tim.
They were great, Tony. They really were.
Is Andy Reid right that Patrick Mahomes has never been better?
You know what, Tony? Better, I mean, you know, when you do it in the Super Bowl and in the playoffs, that means you're better. But I get what Andy Reid is saying. And so many people, Tony, so many great athletes, in any sport, their third and fourth seasons are the most prolific seasons. And I don't care if you're talking about Patrick Mahomes or Michael Jordan, who I think averaged 38 points a game or damn close to it in his third season. That third, fourth season, that's the magic. And Mahomes is in there. He's in his sweet spot. So to that degree, Andy Reid is right. But when you do it in the playoffs, man, that counts more to me. Counts more to him, too.
Yeah. Let's understand something. He's the best player in football. There's only one guy who can throw it with him, and that's Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers can't run with him. His statistics are insane. This year, 25 touchdowns and one interception. Yesterday, 30 of 45, 372, and four, okay? He's the thing. Him. That guy.
Yeah. But is this his best? Is he playing his best now?
His trajectory's all up, Mike. It doesn't matter. He'll continue to play even better.
The ceiling somewhere.
What would you say to Justin Herbert?
You know, you and I disagree on this. We talked about this in live time during the game. Justin Herbert, who is great. Seriously, if you ask me right now, just from the eye test, I don't care about the phony stats, who is a better player right now as a rookie? Herbert or Big Joe in Cincinnati. Tony, I'm going to go with Herbert. I know they lose all these games on the last play. Back-to-back weeks on the final play is not Herbert's fault. I don't want anybody fired. I want the San Diego Chargers to do just what they've been doing, and that kid is my player of the year so far as a rookie.
Yeah, Los Angeles Chargers, but that was a good call.
San Diego Chargers.
I would say to Justin Herbert, son, you got to win some games. We're not, this isn't baseball. We don't give you the Cy Young for going 10-9 like Jacob
rookie
DeGrom.
Year.
You like your coach? You like your coach? Because you're going to get your coach fired because you don't win any games. We pay
nuts.
Off on W's and L's, not Come ERA on. In this particular league. Enough email.
That's
take
a
one
fraudulent
last break.
Hot
still
take.
To come. After Kyle Allen's injury, does Dwayne Haskins deserve another chance to quarterback the football team?
That's such a fraudulent hot take out of you just now. Could tonight be the night your Jets put up their first win of the season?
Totally not fraudulent, totally believable. W's and L's, or you're going to get the guy fired because you lose six games by a total of 23 points.
Would you take
like
that, kid?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 31st birthday yesterday, Giancarlo Stanton. the closest thing to a pure home run hitter we have in baseball. Stanton hit 267 home runs with the Marlins in 8 seasons, including 59 in his NL MVP year of 2017, along with 132 RBI. The Marlins had signed him to an enormous 13-year, $325 million contract in 2014, then palmed him off like worn luggage to the Yankees after his MVP season. Stanton has hit only 45 home runs for the Yankees in 3 seasons, but he's missed 185 out of a possible 384 games for the Yankees with injuries. Facing Stanton and Aaron Judge is enough to make any pitcher reconsider his choice of occupation.
Tony, 59 and 132, those are Lou Gehrig numbers. But missing 185 games, those ain't Lou Gehrig numbers. Not at all.
No.
I mean, it's amazing how many games stay. I hope he can stay healthy. Let's see what he can do in the back half of his career.
Happy anniversary, Kirk Herbstreit, on this day 29 years ago, entering the game late as a backup to Kent Graham. Herbstreit kept the ball in the option, hit a hole on the right side, bounced off a few tacklers, and went 72 yards to score in a 35-6 Ohio State win over Minnesota. The next year, as a senior, Herbstreit was the starter, led the Buckeyes to the Citrus Bowl. Now, of course, Herbstreit is an Emmy-winning analyst on college football and part of the college football coverage on ESPN that I think is the best stuff we do on the network. I do.
Tony, that run, I mean, Herbstreit can look at like every other quarterback in Ohio State history. And God knows they have had great, 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 great players. But he can look at the quarterbacks and say, I don't think so. That's the one thing Ohio State really hasn't produced, is this sort of historic pro quarterback who came out of Buckeye Nation. But Herbie, good for him. Got that highlight clip forever.
And a melancholy trails to Alex Trebek, the cordial, courteous, comfortable host of Jeopardy!, died yesterday at 80. Nothing defines American television as much as the game show. And no game show was as classy or as enduring as Jeopardy! Jeopardy! Has been on for more than 50 years, hosted first by Art Fleming, then by the Canadian-born Trebek. There are no gimmicks, no secrets to Jeopardy! You either know the answer or you don't. Trebek was brilliant in his simplicity and trustworthy in his manner. It is a lasting tribute to him that we can all smile and say to ourselves, game show host for 1,000, and picture Alex Trebek.
Yeah, Tony, there's a lot of great game shows on during our lifetimes. I don't know that any of them measure up to Jeopardy. And, of course, Alex Trebek, is he defined it. Big hockey guy, by the way, a Gordie Howe guy as a kid. And then when Gordie Howe retired, he was like, I'm going local and keep my national roots, and he went to be a Canadiens fan.
Okay.
Without Gordie.
Omissions.
It's fair.
A huge slew of COVID positives. Tom Izzo, Arkansas coach Sam Pittman, team outbreaks at LSU, Texas A&M, and Mississippi State, whose game with Auburn is postponed, a Steelers player, and 9 people in the Dodger organization, and 1 family member. We go now to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Lions blocked 2 Vikings punts, and they still lost. You're not surprised, are you?
Not really, Tony. And the Vikings are coming on, and I was wrong to jump on that coaching staff. I think the Vikings can make the playoffs. I do. Kyle Allen is expected to have surgery on his dislocated ankle. Is Ron Rivera right to stick with Alex Smith?
Yes, he's a pro, yes. But Dwayne Haskins moves up to 2 now and probably will get a shot. Jim Harbaugh and Michigan lost to Indiana. What does that mean?
I don't care about Michigan. Indiana, Tony, is ranked 10th and undefeated. Randall L. is the last great Indiana player, the last 40 years, right?
Yes.
Sergio Garcia out of the Masters after a positive COVID test. Your thoughts?
That's the one major he's won. I hope he gets back there in April. He played in 84 straight majors. Last one, Monday Night Football, Patriots and Jets. Do the Jets finally get a win?
You would think they'd have to. Patriots have 3 defensive starters out, but I'm going with the Pats anyway. Sorry, Tom.
So am I. We're out of time. Trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Now to get you set for Monday Night Football, here, Susie Culver and the Countdown Crew.